Sam Hoskins has enjoyed many good days on the race course as a syndicate manager for Kennett Valley Thoroughbreds and Hot to Trot Racing. 2020 will look a little different for Sam and his syndicate members, with the racing season delayed due to COVID-19 and racing in Britain due to start back up again on June 1st behind closed doors. Sam has joined us to talk about what lockdown has been like and what the immediate future looks like for syndicates. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm great to talk to you.
great. Thanks for coming on. So you want to start out by telling us what the last couple months have been like for your businesses?
It's been very surreal, really. Everything sort of came to a halt just after the Cheltenham Jumping Festival here in mid-March. And it was really just about the time when traditionally our syndicates would really sort of spring into life, not so much on the race course, but we would do a lot of hosting stable visits to see our horses at the trainers. We'd do a lot of different other social events. We put on quite a few sort of pre-season lunches. We had visits to up to the Grand National meeting Aintree to do a sort of a walk of the course up there. We would do a trip to Punchestown races for our members and various things, and everything has just been postponed, and it's very strange because we're one of the most sociable time of the year for everyone, and actually the reason people buy into a share of a horse aside from the race course action is for the social part of it, and we are an extremely social group in both of the syndicates. Hot to Trot especially is very events orientated, and it has gone from so much planned to nothing, and it's bizarre really.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a situation like that, like you said, where you're not going racing, where the social aspects are removed, are there any syndicate members, saying they can't justify doing this anymore? What's that been like?
Well, I think we've been extremely lucky. We have had a couple of syndicate members in the Kennett Valley syndicates where it's a little bit more expensive in terms of entrance and sort of charities, because they own a 16th share of the horse, whereas Hot to Trot, it's more of a club type environment and there's 80 of them. So a couple of people in the Kennett Valley syndicates were struggling a little bit with the spring top ups, which we have sort of start of April. And we've tried to look after them as best we can and sort of help them sort of pay in time. But in general, apart from those sort of couple of cases, we've been extremely lucky. And in general, the way we do it, we don't sort of have monthly direct debits and things, which I know some syndicates do have. And we have toyed with that. But I think for the moment, we're lucky that generally they've paid up front. And I suspect probably quite a few of our people play within their means and are sort of fairly sensible about it. And we've been lucky as a result. I mean, from a negative financial viewpoint, we would buy all of our yearlings for Kennett Valley on spec, and we would usually rely on a bit of a spring sort of wag, sort of from mid March perhaps to sort of the start of May, where we would sell a few remaining sort of scattered shares in the various social days, and the same we did have a few shares available this year, and that was just impossible. That was never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we perhaps got equity in a couple of 2 year olds. That we may not have had in previous years, but Hot to Trot, we had a few remaining sort of memberships to the various Hot to Trot syndicates, and so we're probably 10% down on average on those two. But I mean, compared to so many people, we're very lucky. And I think the impact perhaps might sort of sit in the autumn when we've got to evaluate demand for next year. And I hope we won't be down too much. And I'm optimistic. I think for a lot of people, this is their hobby. They love it. And I'm hoping it won't be impacted much, but we do need to be very careful about estimating demand and making sure we buy accordingly, according to the demand we have. So we will maybe more of a pre-selling sort of structure for Kennett Valley in particular might be needed.
And again, in lieu of some of the social events and going racing that you would normally have had, has the situation caused you to take any additional measures to keep your members connected to their horses and trainers through technology?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if there's a positive to take out of this, I think has been the communication, certainly from our trainers, has the level of and quality has really gone up. And I think we've, as syndicators, we've really had to lift our game as well. I mean, technologically, we've been doing things that we probably wouldn't have dreamt about doing a year ago. I speak tomorrow evening. We have a Zoom webinar set up with Cornelius Lysett, who's the former BBC racing correspondent, and Ed Walker, who's one of the rising stars in the training ranks, and Harry Charlton, who's assistant to his father, Roger, who's, of course, one of the leading trainers over here. So we've got those lined up, and we'll probably have about sort of 80 to 100 of our members coming in on a Zoom conversation, where they will, of course, all be muted, but they're pre-submitting questions, which I'll unmute them and they can ask them, and those kind of things, especially for bearing in mind ownership, especially over here and amongst syndicates, there is a good percentage of those who are retirees where technology perhaps would not come as naturally as some of us. So it's a pretty good effort, and they've all adapted amazingly, and I think really appreciated the few things that we've done so far, that just to try to get them hearing from the horse's mouth rather than hearing all of my blurb via text and audio, etc. It's not quite nice to hear an update from the horse's mouth itself and hear how fast or slow their horse may be.
Yeah, well, that's really fantastic to not only be using these technologies to keep them up to date on what's happening with their horses, but also as educational tools, and perhaps things could draw people even deeper into the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think it ends up, there's so many possibilities. I mean, just from an industry perspective, I've been involved in various industry things, from the ROA board to our Racing Syndicates Association, talking about a great British, so the new bonus scheme coming over here, all been doing these industry meetings over Zoom, and certainly the Syndicates Association forum we did the other day, we had about 40 different syndicators come on and throw around ideas, and it was brilliant. And usually that would take place sort of as an AGM, where we'd all be sort of using up probably at least half a day getting to London, and having a meeting and then going home, whereas this was probably better and cheaper and more time effective and more use, I think. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's perhaps the racing industry, perhaps technology wouldn't be as in the forefront of some industries, but I think it certainly brought a few of us forward anyway.
That's great. Just a silver lining to an unfortunate situation, like you said. On that same subject, I know that you serve on a few industry boards, like you mentioned the ROA and others. What is the current landscape like for syndicates, and how has that changed in the time you've been doing this?
I think it's changed an awful lot. I've been doing it for 8 years, which is probably minuscule compared to some. But then again, actually, you see how many new syndicates have just suddenly arisen over here in that time. I feel almost as if I might be experienced compared to some, which is crazy, really. But there's it's come a long way. And I think there's quite a disparity amongst sort of the way our race courses over here handle them. And some of the race courses have a better sort of catered for in terms of infrastructure to deal with numbers of people coming racing. But I firmly believe it's something that we've got to really encourage people to get involved with, because there's so many big people have come via syndicates to get into sole ownership and also just to spread the word. And I found with running syndicates, the best form of marketing and promotion is word of mouth. And if we can get people involved with ownership, even if they haven't got the financial means to own a horse outright, if they can go and get involved and take a tenth share in a horse and they've had a good time, then they bring in their friends who perhaps has got more financial means and they'll own their own horse outright. And in any case, someone who has a tenth share in 10 horses has just the same industry sort of impact as one who owns their one horse outright. So I really think it's something we need to promote, and I think perhaps certainly flat racing over here is perhaps perceived as sort of a rich man's game, and I think every story of sort of the normal people taking part and owning a horse that can go and beat the big boys on the track is a really good story, and we only got to look at what's happening in Australia for that. It's incredible. You look at the Melbourne Cup field, see how many are owned by these massive syndicates. That they are fantastic how they're doing it, but I think there's a lot of I think attitudes are changing here towards it, which is really good. I think there's more needs to be done. We're getting there, I think, and I think all the more good stories there are, the more it sort of encourages people to maybe set up syndicates or get involved with a syndicate if you're a race girl.
From either of your syndicates, from Kennett Valley or from Hot to Trot, would you be able to name any horses for us to look forward to this season?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, I say on one hand it's very frustrating given we've had no wrong thing, but I genuinely think we've got the best group of horses between the two sets we've ever had. Kennett Valley especially has got some serious strength and depth. Magical Memory is a dual Group 2 winner himself. He's been off with an injury but has come back aged 8, and he's showing the same verve on the gallops, and we're really hopeful that he could be having a prep run in the first week back and could go and run in something like the Wokingham at Royal Ascot.
With
a very nice four-year-old called Sebuska, who's a Sopranolot, who's a very nice horse, who's progressive and rated 92. He would need to go and win on his comeback to warrant a place at Royal Ascot, but is capable of decent things in the autumn, and hopefully he can scale a ladder into stakes company. We've also got another Sopranolot, very apt given that we're talking to an international audience, where Sopranolot's such a versatile sire. But we've got one called Dance Fever, who's unbeaten in 3, and he's extremely exciting. He's rated 91, but is capable of a lot more this season, and we're very hopeful. And Hot to Trot, we've got a very exciting filly called Curious, who won the Coral Charge on her last start, which is a Group 3 at Sandown last season. She could run in the Palace House at Newmarket's Guineas meeting in the first weekend back, and then and possibly the King's Stand at Royal Ascot, and longer term something like the Flying Five at the Curra, which is a stiff five which suits her well at Sandown, and possibly is more likely to get this off the ground. That could be her big shout. And I've never been involved with I've been lucky enough to have had a second in a Group 1 via our Kennett Valley horse Tullius a few years ago, who came second to Olympic Glory in the Lockinge, but never been lucky enough to be involved with a Group 1 winner. So that is a dream that hopefully one day will come true. But Curious is a real Curious has a live hope of certainly being competitive in Group 1 company anyway. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know that we've got racing calendars coming up again to look forward to, and hopefully as soon as it's safe, the syndicate members can get back on course and enjoy their horses as well.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. We're all looking forward to that. I think when everything comes back, there'll be such a feeling of goodwill about it, and it'll be really good fun. And I suspect even the smaller meetings will be really good atmospheres, and people love getting racing in this country, and it's great that people just be longing to get back on course when it's when we've got the green light.
Absolutely, yeah. That'll be something to look forward to.
One thing with the syndicates, we'd like to do more travelling in the future, and hopefully we can take ourselves. We were looking at initiative. It read in the TDN this morning about the My Runners initiative at taking a place in the Everest and things like that. And
yeah,
I think it's all inspirational to the likes of ourselves. To I've been to Ireland, France, and Dubai with syndicate runners, but haven't as yet been to America or other places in the Middle East and or Hong Kong. So it'd be really exciting to think that some of our horses could go off on a few little trips at some point in the future.
We're all looking forward to traveling again, even the horses. Sam, thanks for your time, and best of luck with your runners when racing gets going again.